This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
For over 230 years, the United States Marine Corps has distinguished itself with heroism, leadership, and determination on the field of battle. This tradition of excellence comes with hard work in the face of adversity and grueling circumstances. Intrigued by the legend of these men who rigorously train young novices to become Marines, veteran journalist and oral historian Larry Smith set out to discover the firsthand stories of the bravest and most exceptional Marine Corps drill instructors. Following his best-selling book, Beyond Glory, Medal of Honor Recipients in Their Own Words, Larry Smith has compiled this riveting collection of real-life stories from the United States military. The book is The Few and the Proud, Marine Corps Drill Instructors in Their Own Words. I'm honored to welcome to the program best-selling author Larry Smith. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Coy. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for joining us and spending a little bit of time with us here in Central Virginia. It's a beautiful book. It really is. And
Thanks so much. I know you've got a lot of really patriotic folks in that part of the country.
Absolutely. We certainly do. Tell us where you got the idea.
Well, After I did this Medal of Honor book, Coy, I went down to, I was going to do something about Parris Island and recruit training, and I got down there in South Carolina on the coast and got looking around, and I saw lots of stuff about recruit training, but very little about the drill instructors. I realized quite shortly that drill instructors are really the key to everything that happens in the Marine Corps, because they set the tone, they these kids' direction, they do all these things for them. In fact, you know, nobody ever forgets the name of his drill instructor, and I realized those guys are really the ones who make everything happen. And so I started following them around and got these great stories of the 28 in the drill field from all the way from World War II to Afghanistan and Iraq.
Larry Smith is our guest. Larry, tell us about some of the men that you met and some of the things you learned from them.
Well, you know, one of the guys who was most, well, I think the most important thing was Major Keith Burkeypile was the director in charge of the DI school, and he talked about how they fundamentally take a shapeless 17-year-old adolescent and 12 short weeks transform him into a squared away functioning young adult with some very special skills. They teach, they do leadership by example. They bring these kids in and they teach them discipline. They teach them hard work. They teach them the Marine Corps traditions. They inspire them. They you know, they set the tone. And these kids' lives are refocused for keeps. It's amazing what they do. And some of the guys I met, there was one in particular named Iron Mike Mervosh, who was on the drill field twice in the 1950s. He's in his 80s now, and he does 9 one-handed push-ups and 50 regular push-ups as his regular workout routine. This guy was on Iwo Jima in the battle that lasted 36 days. And out of 270 guys in his company, he was one of 36 to walk off the island alive. And he started out as a lowly sergeant and ended up as company commander because nobody else was left.
My gosh. My guest is Larry Smith, author of The Few and the Proud, Marine Corps Drill Instructors in Their Own Words. Larry, do you see much of a, is there much of a big difference at all between some of these old guard drill instructors and perhaps some of the ones that are out there now?
Well, you always hear, you know, disparaging remarks about today versus the old Corps and the old days and the old guard and that sort of thing. But as this one guy said to me, well, when is the old guard? Was that 20 years ago? Was that 40 years ago? When was that? But recruit training is very structured now, and it's very precise in what drill instructors can and cannot do. And they do some kind of amusing things like they get the kids, the recruits are allowed to run in sneakers instead of combat boots because they have fewer stress fractures. They call the sneakers go-fasters. And they have a water wagon that follows them around so they can hydrate, which is just good sense. And the other thing was the nightmare of Parris Island used to be the black fly. But But now the recruits are allowed to treat themselves with Skin So Soft and a mixture of bug dope to keep off the flies. And, of course, in the old days, kids would get their choice of jail or the Marine Corps, and a lot of guys ended up in the Marine Corps that way. And today, you can't do that. You've got to be a high school graduate. You've got to be clean, no drugs, the whole thing, you know. So it's you know, I said it's the more things change, the more things stay the same, because somehow they still manage to retain that impulse, that fire, that energy, and the rest of it.
My guest is Larry Smith. The book is The Few and the Proud, Marine Corps Drill Instructors in Their Own Words. Larry, you also spoke with R. E. Lee Ermey. Is that, am I pronouncing his name right?
R. Lee Ermey was great. He was an actual drill instructor himself in the Vietnam era, and he knew what it was like to really train these kids, and he ended up as an advisor on the movie that Stanley Kubrick made, Full Metal Jacket, and he was so good at advising and giving them what the drill instructor would say that Kubrick fired the drill instructor and hired Ermey, and a career was born. And of course, in the movie, Ermey punches this kid and he slaps him, and he does things that would never have happened in real life, although it might have happened back in the old days. But he tried to tell. Kubrick hired him, and his performance is riveting, and it made the movie. Although the story was kind of goofy because this recruit goes crazy and
he
kills himself and kills the drill instructor.
But
nothing like that has ever happened in the history of the Marine Corps.
But a lot of folks, when they do think of a Marine Corps drill instructor, they think of that Sergeant Hartman character in Full Metal Jacket.
Well, he is the epitome, and as he said to me, the way they acted in that movie, aside, except for punching these guys, was exactly how he talked to these kids. And, of course, the language is outrageously colorful and hilarious all at the same time. You know, you kind of cringe when you hear it, but you can't help but laugh. And at the same time, he's getting his message through to these other the other recruits as he's yelling at one guy in particular. But it was fascinating how that whole thing evolved. But what Ermey said to me was, you know, the principal objective of recruit training was instant obedience, working as a team, and being fit physically. And those were the things they focused on in getting these kids ready to go to Vietnam.
And few do that better than the Marine Corps. And I'm certain you saw that firsthand.
I don't think anybody does it better than the Marine Corps. They've worked out a model that, you know, for training that is, you know, I think emulated. People come from all over military services all over the world to watch it and to try to do what the Marines do. But they've got this, you know, the key, I think, is this esprit de corps that they have that just somehow gets into the blood, infuses these young kids. And they just buy it hook, line, and sinker, and it's not bad because it's a good thing for what they do. They focus on courage, honor, and commitment. These are not bad values.
Absolutely not.
They focus on hard work. They focus on integrity. They focus on right action. I mean, one of the things the Marines get mileage out of is that they say, look what we're sending back into society when these guys. And their careers as Marines, they're full-fledged adults, and they're ready to go, you know, fit into society and make meaningful contributions.
Would that all of our homes and schools focused on those values? It'd be a lot better world, wouldn't it?
I couldn't agree more. I really think, you know, we as a country, it would be great if we had something like that for every kid coming out of high school for 2 years, just to grow up and stay away from smoking and drinking and just, you know, and learn discipline and learn to contribute and learn what it means to be an adult.
From the sands of Iwo Jima to the deserts of Iraq, best-selling author Larry Smith brings us The Few and the Proud, Marine Corps Drill Instructors in Their Own Words. Larry, it's a beautiful book. Thank you so much for writing it.
Well, it's my pleasure, Corey, and thank you for having me.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show can be heard every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 o'clock on News Radio 1070 WINA. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com. If you enjoyed the show, why not check out our site for hours and hours of archives of Coy's show? You'll also find other radio programs, arts features, public affairs coverage, and more.